This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Yesterday, we spoke with Todd Haynes, director of the new film Safe. My guest, Julianne Moore, is the star of the film. She plays a suburban homemaker who is so timid and unsure of herself, she seems never to feel comfortable even in her own home. That sense of disconnection is heightened when she begins to develop allergies to common chemicals ranging from car fumes to hairspray, a condition known as environmental illness. I've come to think of the film as the ultimate alienation movie. Julianne Moore recently starred in Vanya on 42nd Street, an adaptation of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, and she starred in Robert Altman's film Shortcuts. She's quite beautiful, but in Safe, the beauty is overwhelmed by insecurity. The character she plays is pale, thin, Moore lost weight for the role, and as she gets sicker, she seems to grow increasingly invisible. Here's a scene in which you can hear the character's insecurity. She's being questioned by a doctor about her condition.
Do you work?
No, I'm a homemaker. I'm working on some designs for our house, though, mm-hmm. in my spare time.
And you have one child?
My husband's little boy. He's not my son. He's my stepson, Rory. He's 10.
How long have you been feeling unwell?
About 2 months, three. I've been under a lot of stress lately, and then my friend Linda and I, she's probably my best friend. She lives down the, we started this fruit diet together. I think that sort of set it off.
I really like the voice that you've used in this film. This is the voice of someone who's afraid to speak, who's afraid to acknowledge what her thoughts are, to share them with anybody.
Yeah, this is the voice of a person who just doesn't know who she is at all. You mm-hmm. know, she's someone who is completely defined by her environment, by the world in which she lives. And when the environment begins to make her sick, she discovers she has no self-knowledge. So her voice is not even, you know, there's no connection from her, you know, her voice to her body. Is that, you know, there's just nothing there. It's like being cut off from your own throat or something. So I talk, it's like I talk way on top of my own voice. So it's just, it's much higher and not at all connected to my chords.
How can you talk without it being connected to your chords?
Well, it's like you just stay off it. Like, here we go. Let me see if I can do it. It's been a while since I did Safe. But I just come up higher, and so it's up here, and so I'm no longer resting on the top of my, on the bottom of my voice. I'm at the very top of my voice, so that it doesn't really resonate anywhere in my body.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. That's right. It doesn't resonate in your body, right? Uh-uh. Which is great because it kind of adds to that sense of alienation that the film is
right.
so infused with.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you get increasingly sick as mm-hmm. the film goes on. Often in movies, as somebody gets more sick, they become more beautiful from within. You know, the Camille syndrome?
Yes, yeah.
And this doesn't happen to you. You really kind of not only start to waste away, but you become even more cut off from who you are.
Mm-hmm. She starts to look really bad. And it was very important in this film that this not be about a person. Todd was speaking about this. This is not a person who finds herself through her illness. This is not illness as a metaphor for, the soul. It's not kind of the standard movie of the week. I have such and such a disease, and now I'm really can turn into a nice person, you know, and I'm beautiful, and I'm interesting, and I'm whatever. This is a woman who loses herself. I mean, who's it's like there's no self to begin with, and she's sort of at the end of the movie in a worse place than she was at the beginning.
You know, I'm curious. Safe is about environmental illness, about people's allergies to common chemicals and mm-hmm. Aerosols and exhaust fumes.
People, electricity.
Yeah. People who are fair-skinned with blue eyes and light hair tend to be much more sensitive to things, I think, than people with darker skin or darker hair or brown eyes.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
that's what my doctors always tell me.
Right. Yeah.
When I come in and have a rash or whatever. So since you are very fair-skinned and have uh-huh. red hair, do you have a lot of problems with allergies or sensitivities yourself?
No, actually, I don't. I mean, I'm sensitive to the sun. That's probably the biggest thing in terms of... In terms of like getting sick and stuff, I've never been a person who got sick easily or had I'm just not one of those people who catches the flu a lot or so. It was interesting for me too to play somebody who was constantly sick, to who can't seem to fight off or ward off anything. So yeah, I really hadn't had those kind of experiences, the kind that Carol had. But the movie is not, for me, the movie is not really about EI. It's about society and how stringently we're defined by it, how it defines us, and how we seek to be defined by it. So that rather than exploring, I don't know if I want to say self-knowledge, but just. Rather than kind of like standing as an individual in the chaos and determining who it is you are and or what it is you want to be, I think we constantly seek to see what society wants us to be. I mean, we're pack animals, we're herd animals, and we want to be told. And I think the bravest thing to do is to figure it out for yourself. So this is a woman who's so stringently defined that when it all makes her sick, when she can no longer turn to it, she finds out that there's absolutely nobody there.
The last two films I've seen you in are Safe and Vanya on 42nd Street,
mm-hmm.
the Louis Malle film of the Andre Gregory production
of
Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. And in Vanya, as Yelena, you're absolutely luminescent. I mean, you're like a life force in the lives uh-huh. of the characters in the film. And in Safe, you're kind of drained of all life.
Right.
The two films are such a study in contrast, and you succeed so well in fulfilling those two contrasts. What was it like to go from, was it Safe to Vanya? You filmed Safe, and then you had to do Vanya
yeah.
right afterwards?
Yeah, I filmed Safe and then Vanya. But Vanya was a project that I had worked on as a theatrical workshop for, you know, approximately 5 years. So it was a character that I had lived with and grown with and you know, had many experiences with. And then Safe came along. And then right after we filmed Safe, we started filming Vanya, which was... it was an interesting transition to make. However, I think I was so anxious to discard Carol. I mean, when I finished with her, I was really like, okay. For one thing, I could kind of put back the weight and stuff, which was nice. That was a thrill for me to be able to eat again. And then it was weird because Yelena is supposed to be, of course, in the play, they talk about how beautiful she is. So I'd gone from playing a woman who was ill and really it was about physical deterioration to a woman who's supposed to be really, really beautiful and or if not beautiful, at least tremendously charismatic. So that was it was an interesting transition to make.
This production of Vanya started as a stage production and then turned into a movie, but I think even when it was a stage production, it wasn't necessarily on stage. I believe you spent some time performing it in living rooms.
Right. Well, we did. We actually started it as just a workshop in this apartment downtown. We'd all kind of get together and do it for like 6 hours a day and stuff. And then the next time we met up after that summer, it was in somebody else's apartment. And we just sort of moved around and around. And would invite people, like one or two people, to come and sit like next to us and watch it. And then...
One or two people?
Oh, yeah. First it was just Chiquita, Andre's wife, and Deborah Eisenberg. And Molly's girlfriend and, you know, people like that would come by. And then eventually we started doing it. We moved to the Victory Theater on 42nd Street and we invited, like, say, 10 to 12 people. And eventually had about 30, 35 people a night come.
I think sometimes it's easier to be thrown when you're performing when you know who's in the audience, especially if you know, like,
yeah.
there's one person in the audience who is somebody who you know and you respect, and you could keep thinking, well, Are they going to like this? Is this one person going to respond to what I'm doing?
Absolutely.
And it's sometimes easier when the audience is totally anonymous. You don't know who's there.
I much prefer that. There are some. It was interesting.
Well, so how did you deal with it with 10 people?
I closed my eyes.
You'd know who each of them were, probably.
It was horrifying. It actually, at the beginning, I remember I tried to be very brave and watch people as they came in, like some of the actors in our company did. And then I discovered that just didn't work for me. And so once I was actually in character and in the playing area, and I could look up and I could look at another actor, I didn't have to see anybody. And then I could kind of get through it. And I remember once, actually very early on, it was a very small group of people, and we were kind of at the act break, and I was trying to just be really easy about everything and not be thrown and just like, okay, I can mingle with these people who are watching. And this woman came over to me, and she started talking about my performance, and she was being very flattering. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, my God, you're Susan Sontag. I just completely flipped out. I was like, I can't handle this. It's just too much for me. And after that, I couldn't look at people at all, you know. There was one night, actually, the reason I was cast in Shortcuts was because Robert Altman came to see it. And I didn't realize he was there until afterwards, thankfully. I mean, because that was just, that just would have been way, way too terrifying.
Actress Julianne Moore is my guest. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with actress Julianne Moore. She stars in the new movie Safe. In Shortcuts, which was Altman's series of interconnected stories based on Raymond Carver's stories, there's a scene where you have quite a monologue, but you're naked from the waist down while performing.
Right.
What's happened is that you're all dressed in white, as I recall, and you spill something on your skirt. So you take off your skirt and soak it and then blow dry it, and you're not wearing any underwear. So while you're giving this monologue, you're in, you know, a very revealed state. How did you feel about doing that scene?
Well, it's very interesting. One of the things I think that Bob did so well is translate the images of the story, the literary images, to visual images. In the story that we adapted this from, the characters are actually, I mean, I think in the movie where I'm a painter and he's a doctor, in the story they're both academics, and she's telling him the story of this affair while she's ironing, and while she's ironing, he is thinking about what she looks like physically. He's thinking about her body and the way her body is moving and her clothes, and there's sort of some there's kind of inherent eroticism in the way he's thinking as the story is progressing, and there's a sense of really intimacy too, of knowing somebody that well. So the challenge in a film, when you take, say, you know, a piece of literature, is to translate it visually. It's a visual medium, and I think what Bob did by having my character undressed that way is bring that sense of the Carver story to that part of the film, so that what you see is a marriage that's challenged by an affair, and you see it kind of, you know, you see really, really see it very clearly, and you see, you know, a husband being confronted by his wife's physicality and her sexuality, and you see the sense of intimacy in the marriage, and you see the danger in the situation. But we were, one of the things that we were very, very clear about was that this is not, that it was not about titillation. It was about a marriage. It was about intimacy. And so that kind of nudity is not at all disturbing to me. When nudity is superfluous and does become about, you know, I don't know, arousing the audience or whatever, then you think, well, this is something that maybe I prefer not to do. But this is, that kind of nudity was very particular to that scene, so I wasn't at all uncomfortable with it.
Compare for me getting directed by Andre Gregory and Robert Altman, two great directors who I imagine are wildly different in their approaches.
They are. There's, you know, though, that they do have a major similarity in that they never really tell you why you're there.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes some directors cast you and you know exactly why you've been cast. with Bob and Andre, they cast you and you're never too sure what it is they saw in you. But you know that they saw something really specific because they're very, 'cause you look at the other actors around you and you say, oh my gosh, look how specifically these people were cast. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what it was that they'd seen. And with Andre, I think in an interesting way, he cast us for our weaknesses rather than our strengths.
What do you mean?
Well, you'd kind of, over the course of the years that we worked on it, I'd stumble on things in the character and Yelena that were things that I didn't realize I had issues with myself. And I'd go, oh man, you know, look at this. And I'd go, and I'd realize that had been something that Andre had seen in me. He saw, Yelena, for example, I think is a character who, unlike Carol White in Safe, is very self-aware. Although Carol has no knowledge and is sort of frozen by it, Yelena has a lot of knowledge, but is frozen as well. So here's a woman who knows what her options are and knows that she could change things, but chooses not to. So that I found a really kind of challenging aspect to the character, that thing that you know that you should do something, maybe you should kind of get out there, change something, and you don't. And there have been plenty of times in my life when I felt that way. Mm-hmm. So Andres, like I said, I think there were issues that all of us had that were similar to the characters that we were playing. There were some of our weaknesses and stuff. And with Bob sees something in you too. There's always some sort of quality. It may have actually been very, very similar with Marion. I mean, because he did see me do Yelena, that Marion once again is a character who she has a lot of knowledge, but she's kind of she's completely inexpressive. She's frozen as well, you know. So those characters had something in common that way.
Actress Julianne Moore is my guest. We'll talk more in a minute. This is Fresh Air. Back with actress Julianne Moore. She stars in the new movie Safe and starred in Vanya on 42nd Street and Shortcuts.
I want to get back to Safe a second. I was reading an interview with you where you said that you got very sick after shooting Safe. And I thought I thought that was a joke, but I wasn't sure whether...
I actually did get sick. I mean, it's silly. I mean, I was talking to Christine Bachon, who's one of our producers on Safe. She's like, every time I read an interview, you talk about how sick you got, and I feel guilty, and you know. Oh. And I laughed.
So you really did get sick?
I did get sick.
What happened?
Well, I basically, I lost 10 pounds, which doesn't seem like a lot of weight, but I'm not a really big person, so it was kind of a large percentage for me. And I kind of developed all the symptoms. I think not severely, and not certainly not to belittle people who are struggling with this disease, but symptoms of anorexia. So I was kind of struggling to get my body all like back into a normal balance after the movie. My blood pressure got very, very low, and my hormonal levels got all kind of whacked, and it was just a weird thing because I just had gotten myself sort of so strung out on this diet and the exercise thing. It just took a long time for it to get back into balance.
How long did it take?
For it to really kind of... It took about a year.
Wow. So when you shot Uncle Vanya, in which you were... Vanya on 42nd Street, in which you were luminescent, you were actually very sick.
I didn't feel very well, no. No, I didn't feel great. But, you know, it wasn't, I mean, I certainly don't mean to say that I was like, you know, bedridden or something like that. It's just that my whole the whole balance of my body was sort of, and that happens though whenever there's any kind of major weight loss or weight gain, you know, I had a doctor who said you can do a lot of damage to your body very quickly and then sometimes it takes a long time for it all to get back together again.
Would this prevent you from doing something dramatic with your body again?
I don't know that I would go through a huge weight loss thing again.
Right.
I don't know that that's the way to go about it, or certainly maybe not the way I did it. But I don't know. It's a scary thing to alter your body. I didn't realize it before I'd done it. I don't know whether I'd do it again. I mean, probably not like right now, but if you asked me again in a couple of years, I'd go like, yeah, sure, why not?
Or if I made you the offer of a fantastic role that would require change, you'd probably think very seriously.
I probably would think about it. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the role and what you would do for, you know, any given part or do to illuminate that part. Like, for me, it was very important that Carol looked that way in the film, partially. And not because all people with EI are very thin. They've come in all shapes and sizes, and weight is not necessarily a symptom of the disease. But there was a particular woman I saw in a film clip who was very sinewy, really wiry, and looked just gaunt, like she'd really been through it. And she was very, very angry, you know, because she was talking about the things that had happened to her. And that, and I saw the image of this woman standing there, and I thought, that's what I wanted for this character. Somebody who was just, whose body had just been beaten by something. So that it's, because it almost, these people are so often alarmed by what's happened to them. It's like, it's just, they've been completely taken over by it, so that their bodies are no longer their own. They're, you know, in the case of a lot of illnesses, that's your body feels like your enemy. So I think I wanted that sense with Carol.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Julianne Moore stars in the new film Safe and can soon be seen in the comedy 9 Months.